I don't know if those two. Yet, humor mixed in with some touch of reality. Situational comedies, they call them, sitcoms. Or other acting shows. Yep, police work, detective work, and westerns, they were all popular. They all made money, I guess. And some went on longer than others. Every once in a while, I might go back to watch The Lone Ranger. Oftentimes, they had a good message or motive or moral to the story. Jay.
Yeah, I used to love to watch that Lone Ranger every Saturday morning when I was little. Yeah, I'll never forget that. And I got so mad the time when President Kennedy got assassinated, and they would be on all channels, and I couldn't watch it. I could not watch cartoons or nothing. Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, why you gotta keep playing it all every day, every channel? But, you know. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I was at that age. When President Kennedy got killed, I must have been about 9 years old. Something like that. So. But, yeah, I had a lot of good shows back there. Guy King. I used to love to watch Guy King and Cannonball. Guy King was the, he used to fly the plane, and Cannonball was a truck driver or something. Ah! Boy, those days. You know, I just, boy, oh boy. But, a new day. New actors, you know, all those actors, when the show over, when the curtains drop, and then they pull the curtains back up, be a whole new batch of stars, just like they do, just like on this earth, you know, when the curtains drop for us, and they pull them back up, be a whole new stars on the earth. You be like I'm playing Jay and you playing Al, I mean you playing Lynn, that's the way it goes. It ain't WG, but I'm going to get out of here when you think I'm crazy.
Yeah, you and me both, we open our mouths up and we take away all doubt of our sanity. But anyway, getting back to the TV programs, back then they had a good dose of morality and decency, and now they've taken away all the innocence of it, and they always have underlying messages, and just it's not a wonder that the TV, the old TV, the mainstream TV, has gone by the wayside and lost majority of their viewers because everybody else has other options. Like right now, I'm looking at some other movies but it's not YouTube, but it's Facebook videos. Sometimes it's YouTube. Even then, they've got that all. They throw things all at you, in your face. Boy, you have to try to skip them or get rid of them somehow, or else just turn the thing off. That's not all bad. So, anyway, I might just take the bus down there to Dayton, we'll see. Yeah, or else maybe a couple of guys up here. I got two or three guys that want to go, so we'll see what happens. I got the van, so I can put a few guys in there. We'll see. Well, I'll let you go. Talk to you later there, Jay. AD8FK.
All right, Lynn. Yeah, they, well, I do know they got one bus leaving out of Ann Arbor. They used to have one out of Pontiac, too, but I don't care no more about that one yet, so. And you go down there for the day and come back. And I'm sure they have a place where you can leave your vehicle until that happens. Well, all right. Yep, I got a lucky. This is. And that time is creeping up fast because this is almost middle of February, you know, March, April, It is amazing. So I'm, I have to get with some of my friends that I usually go down there with, and say, like, if they don't go, I probably could drive over to Ann Arbor and leave my truck and go for the day. All right, Lynn, have a good day. I guess I'm going to get out of here and get something done before the sun go down. Have a good day, N.A.W.
And times past, they've had as many as 7 buses going out of Ann Arbor. Going down there. You know, I just thought, we're going down to Alabama in May, so I don't know if that's going to work out. Oh, man. We'll see what I can do about that, but not much I can do about it. 73J, talk to you later. 88FK.
All right, Lam, but before you go, you're not talking about the swap down in Alabama, are you?
No, that's in a fall time, September, I think, Alabama, Hamvention or whatever. No, that's a different time of the year. And I should remember, I've been down there a couple of times, but never got to go to the swap in Alabama yet. Huntsville, they call it, but we'll see. I just thought about that. We'll see what happens. 73.
Yeah, well, the only one I know that they have in the winter time, I think, is, Orlando. But anyway, all right, yeah, I'm going to get out of here. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. N-A-W-J-O-P.